cries with those who cry. He won't give up or walk away when other people do, 'cause God loves people more than anything.
God loves people more.
Turning Point with Shammy.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You tuned in to Joyful FM Life Changing Radio. It's a wonderful Wednesday evening and I'm your host Shammy. And I want to welcome our dear listeners to our new motivational program, Turning Point. When we see the overall picture of God's purpose, we can better understand what occurs in a Christian's life. God calls and grants repentance, and we all as Christians have went through such a point in life. Turning Point is to uplift and help each other grow spiritually. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but your turning point is coming. Tonight, we're going to look at drug addiction and how it's affecting Christians, especially our youth. We have our sisters and brothers in Christ who were once drowning in the evil world of drug abuse and were fighting addiction until they reached their turning point through Christ. We look at how one of them overcame and we share their story. But before that, let's take a listen to a great song by Vashon Michelle titled Turning Around for Me.
Discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me.
Around for me.
Around
for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. A change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
Reason to doubt.
I know He's working.
I know He's working it out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around.
This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later turn in my favor.
Sooner or later.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Turning Point with me, Shami, on Joyful FM. We'll be taking a look at a testimony from one of our brothers in Christ who decided to be kept anonymous on how he overcame years of drug addiction through the power of faith in Jesus Christ and how he reached his turning point. Here is his testimony. But before that, let me play you another song by Cold Out Music titled My Prayer.
I'm getting sick and I'm tired of living life this way. Lord, without you here with me, all I seem to do is make mistakes. I'm asking, is there a limit to your mercy? 'Cause I wanna know. I wanna go back to the days where for you I was thirsty. Okay now, Lord, I apologize. Again, I crucified you. I try to fight it, but it's clear I need you to survive. So many times I tried with my own devices, but you told me everything I need you have provided. Blind to your love, was deaf to your call. I come before your throne of grace and I surrender all. 'Cause when I fall, you're there to catch me. So if they ask me, I'll say that your grace is all I need. Oh Lord, you see the best in me. It's why I call you Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yahweh.
It's why I call you Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yahweh.
When I'm walking through the valley, let me feel you next to me. And that's my prayer,
my prayer, my prayer.
And that's my prayer,
my prayer, my prayer.
You know my thoughts,
you know my
heart,
you know my
breath, you know my breath, you know my thoughts, you know my
heart,
you know my breath, you know my breath, Lord. And so I pray, let your spirit fill me, every day I'm breathing, let your mercy shield me from all evil, cause it was you who found me, so when you just ground me, build a tower around me, goodness and favor around me, beg you never allow me. Never move on without me. If you move on without me, what is a death to drown me? Sometimes it gets so rowdy, my sunny days get cloudy, but with you I overcome. And I'll say that your grace is all I need. Oh Lord, you see the best in me. That's why I call you Yahweh. That's why I call you Yahweh. When I'm walking through the valley, let me feel you next to me. And that's my prayer,
my
that's my prayer.
Say that your grace is all I need. Oh Lord, you see the best in me.
That's why I call you Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh.
That's why I call you Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh. When I'm walking through the valley, let me feel you next to me.
And that's
my prayer,
my prayer.
And that's my prayer,
my prayer.
And that's my prayer,
oh Lord.
That's my prayer,
my prayer. You know my thoughts,
you know my heart,
you know my prayer,
you know my prayer,
you know my thoughts,
you know my heart,
you know my prayer,
you know my prayer,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Turning Point with me, Shami. Let's move straight to a testimony of our brother who was a former drug addict until he reached his turning point. This is his story. He says, I was addicted to drugs at 18 years old. I started developing an addiction at 14 and had a daily habit at 15. At 18, I began working at a small kiosk and the owner was a Christian. We would talk with this guy as he would seek to convince me that Christianity was true. A year passed and I was hostile to the conversations I had with him. A time came when I was depressed and wanted some kind of relief. That's when I finally agreed to read the Bible. He suggested that I read Matthew because it was the first book of the New Testament. I read it and God started opening my eyes to His saving grace and I became a Christian. Soon after this, I met my neighbor on less than ideal circumstances. I was still struggling with drug dependence. I was at a very low point and was under the influence one night when I bumped into my neighbor's car, causing significant scratches and a large dent. He came the next morning and said, I believe a car from your house has hit my vehicle. I will hold it against you until you come have dinner with me and my family or go to church with us. Obviously, one would choose dinner, but I chose to go to church. Let's take a music break and we'll be back after the song by Kiera Sherrod titled Free.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin. My soul is awakened. Help me, free from what fought me mentally. You've captured me in my mind. I am free in my heart. If I am yours, I am free.
It's okay.
Free from
so raise your hand if you want to be free.
Free from what fought me mentally. You captured me in my mind. I am free in my heart. If I am yours, I am free. Be free. Lift your hands if you believe it, and if you know you can be free.
Jesus, the blood of Jesus against it. I come against it with the blood of Jesus. You might as well pass over. I speak freedom in the atmosphere. Oh, yeah.
Be free.
Be free. Lift your hands if you want to be free. If you receive that, you are free. If you receive that, you are free. I come against every witch, warlock, every demon that is not like God. I come against every force that is not like the God Almighty that I serve. And I speak the blood of Jesus against every attack, against every plan, against every spirit that is not like God. For he has given us the power. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love and of a sound. I got a sound mind, and I speak it in the atmosphere. Doesn't matter what I'm going through, I am free. I'm free. Anybody believe that you're free?
got. You got it all together if you want to. But the devil, he works. But I know a man named Jesus. He is the living word. There's power in Jesus. There's healing in Jesus. Woman, you can be healed. You can be healed. You can be set free. You don't gotta be an alcoholic like mama or daddy was. You don't gotta be a crackhead. I come against every generational curse in the name of Jesus. Be free. I speak freedom in the atmosphere. You can see. You can see yourself reaching your best ability, your best potential. You can see yourself breaking the curse and birthing something new in your bloodline. Anybody want to be free? Lift your hands and show the devil that you are free. This is our sign of surrenderance to you, oh God. We want to be free from homosexuality. We don't want to be like this, oh God. We don't want to have the lustful desires. We want to be free from fornication. We want to be free from suicidal thought. We want to be free. I cry out for every individual that's in this room. We want to be free, oh God. You show yourself in this room. I believe the God that I read about every day, the God that I pray to, the God that I sing about, he can break chains in the spiritual realm. And God, I say yes, you have your way. God, we welcome you in this place. We want to be free. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you. We don't want to be the same old vessel. God, we want to smell good in your presence. Uncle Charles said, we want to smell good in your presence. God, we don't want you to push us away. We don't want the deaf ear, but we want more of you. Come on, lift your hands if you want more of God. You are the God Almighty. I believe him to be a miracle worker. He is awesome. He's awesome. He's good. You're so good that we can't even describe it. There's no way to explain.
Let's continue with our testimony. He says, what could have been a start of a bumpy relationship through God's grace was the beginning of a great friendship. He soon became my pastor and one I sought for help during my addiction, and he counseled me in ways that eventually led to my freedom from drug abuse and the turning point in my life. The first was the gospel of hope. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Romans 1 verse 16. He knew that faith in Christ brings the power of salvation and with it the power of eventual recovery. I knew Christ at this point but still needed to lay aside the old self. He reminded me that because Christ went to the cross for me, I can come to him at the cross for relief and freedom. With time I found desire in the gospel. Christ brought daily hope for me. I learned that we possess his righteousness by faith and have the promise of forgiveness when we confess our sins.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in his hands. Listen.
I know that I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No
No matter what comes my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in your hand.
Let's sing it together. Don't you be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Ah, for there's a friend named Jesus.
For there's a friend named Jesus.
Who will wipe every tear.
Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Just lift those hands and sing.
Just lift your hands.
Come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
My life is in
you. Oh, hallelujah. With Jesus, I can take it.
With Jesus, I can take it.
I really love you, Jesus. With him. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in your hands.
Listen.
So when the tests and trials,
they seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to
remember, 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 there is a friend.
Remember, there's a friend in Jesus.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can make it.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that.
Hang on, joy is coming, I know
no
it is.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in
hallelujah,
my hand.
Hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
Thank you, Jesus. With him, I know.
With him, I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
no
what may
come. No matter what
yeah. Jesus, my life is in.
My life.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that I can make it.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I
hallelujah.
Can.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can take it.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in
hallelujah.
Your hand.
Come on and say it with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
I know I can take it.
Jesus, oh, I, can take
I feel him all in my spirit right now. I feel him.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
may come my way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through, his grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There is a day fixed in history that will see Christ and all our sins and temptations removed from us. We will be free to enjoy Christ uninterrupted by our sin. Yes, I found hope, but it was still easy for me to fall back to sin, till I was taught how to fall into the gracious restorative arms of the loving Father. I was taught not to feel the need to seclude myself because I had sinned. After I realized that I had been sinful and flawed and misused God's temple, which is my body, I felt the need and readiness for repentance. I felt I could freely confess and repent without the fear of Him rejecting me. I changed my pattern of life. I went to church and read the Bible every day. I got a new job, a new house with no reminders of my old habits. I had great satisfaction with the love of Jesus, and it caused my old habits to lose power. I re-entered the community a changed person, and I stopped isolating myself. I made friends, Christian ones. I had self-confidence again. That was my turning point. God made me who I am today. I found comfort in Him.
Don't even think about going anywhere else. You might just miss something joyful right here on Joyful FM.
Indeed, God is good and nothing is impossible with God. Dear listener, remember you don't need to be a pastor to help serve a fellow brethren. It can be a family member, friend, or someone you know who is struggling through drug addiction, and you feel the need to help them reach their turning point in life, just like our brother did. Remember, these are the people whom Christ came to save, the ones who feel like there's no hope and they can't go on. Be there for those people and remind them repeatedly that Christ has endless compassion for them. Constant craving for drugs may be a thorn in a believer's flesh, but God's grace is sufficient. As a believer struggles through this, they may feel guilty and ashamed. But remind them that Christ offers the same powerful hope to those who believe. The hope of His righteousness given through faith. We are happy for our fellow brother who reached his turning point, and I hope the segment of Turning Point helps someone out there. We've reached the end of today's Turning Point, and remember Romans 8 verse 1, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Till we meet again next Wednesday, some place, some time, God bless you all, it's me Shami, signing out. Them off again, and He will